Hi friends, I'm excited to welcome you again to this series. My name is Funmilayo Adepoju. Today I will talk about the fourth quality of genuine friendship. The first two episodes indicated that true friends display love, commitment, and sacrifice. They are also complementary and are not competitive. They are your accountability partners. Someone asked me a question. How do I know whether a friend is competing with me? Let me give you a brief answer here. Observe the person's reaction every time you discuss a new accomplishment. They typically do not celebrate your successes. Some individuals may not demonstrate their feelings instantly, but observe their behavior toward you after a while. Someone who is competitive will always be envious of your success. The full video on that topic will be released soon. That is why you should subscribe to this channel to receive live updates. Click the subscribe button right away. The fourth characteristic is that genuine friends support each other through thick and thin. They support you through challenges and adversity. Let me quickly share two stories. I once read a story about two dogs named Smith and Jack. They were neighborhood pals. Their owners even became friends due to their pets' daily interactions. One day, Smith went to Jack's home but could not find him. He returned every hour but to no avail. Smith then decided to search all their play spots for Jack, only to discover that Jack has broken his leg in a trap and could not walk. Smith found Jack lying helplessly on the ground. He dug the soil, brought plants, and constructed a shelter for Jack to protect him from predators. He even proceeded to transport his food and brought it to Jack to eat. Smith guarded Jack all through the night until he could get Jack's owner to sight so that Smith could receive help. What a fascinating story of a true friend who sacrificed, protected, and cared for his friend in the time of need. The story of Job and his friends is another. For example, when Job confronted his most difficult times, his friends were there to support him. Job's friends sat with him during those difficult times and listened to him. Sometimes, simply being there can be a consolation for the other person. True friends have your back even when life gets tricky. That account is in Job chapter 2, where it was recorded that they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights, and no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great. When you are only available when things are going well, it does not signify a true friendship. In the same way that Smith went to great lengths to help and protect his friend during difficult times, we should do much more. When was the last time you checked in with the people in your life? How often do you take out time of your schedule to connect with people? This series should prompt you to consider whether you are a true friend and who your true friends are. I challenge you today to be someone's true friend and apply the golden rule: do unto others as you will have them do unto you. We'll meet again in the next episode. Don't forget to share this link with family and friends so they can also grow as you are growing. Thank you. God bless you.